Why? How does Nigerians survive this 3.5 months without money, savings, without, most of them, they did not have a savings, no reserves, no help from the state. And that's a puzzle, but this puzzle is, it's easy to solve, because Nigerian, unless, unlike most residents of G7 countries, don't believe a word their politicians and government representatives say. Feeling deceived once again, when it became clear that neither old nor new Naira worked, new currency, people took to the streets. And then 6 or 7 people died. And response to refusal to accept their old cash invalidated, people without banking account, without cash, without savings, resorted to traditional methods, barter and trade credit. For example, matchsticks holders exchange them for yams with the farmers. Soap producers traded for fuel. Small business owners extend their longer credits to their contractors. Teachers and cleaners from local schools sought help, mainly food, from the families of their students. The natural lack of faith in statism, something that wealthy German or Canadian citizen might consider imprudent, has prevented an outcome similar to the 2022 convoy of Canadian truck drivers hurt by a government in Ottawa. It is, after all, because of their country's bad monetary policy, the German pensioners are experiencing hardship in life from the government, from their government, and they seem not to understand it. There's a no, in the West, there is a no connection between feeling bad and the government, how the government, and government fault that created your bad feeling. According to Nigerians, weak, small state might not help them, but at least the VAT, value-added tax in Nigeria, is at most 5%. Tax collection does not exceed 25% on tax revenue. Healthcare may be deficient, but people have more trust in their shamans than in the board and big pharma corrupted doctors. Speeding fines are rare due to lack of policemen, but there is no labor inspections, and no one forces anyone to take an experimental vaccine as well. Tribal groups, rural authorities, and neighbors provided assistance. Families, which in African life are the ultimate support, helped. Self-help, self-reliance was the basis of survival for the Nigerians, deprived of any official assistance. President Bola Tinubu put an end to experiment and stuck. He said, no more CBDC. He invalidated CBDC. He ordered an investigation into Central Bank of Nigeria, resulting on June 10, which is a few days after election, in unprecedented detention of the former governor, chairman of the Central Bank, Godwin Emefiele. In late July, which is 3 weeks later, the court released him, the governor of Central Bank. He released him from custody, but the security services, a few days later, rearrested him. And he stayed in custody until end of December 2023.
So let me ask you a question. If the head of the Central Bank had helped them engineer a winning of the election, why would they arrest him?
Because they needed some scapegoat.
Okay.
So they made him a scapegoat.